You're listening to a segment of Voices from the Fields, a documentary of migrant workers in Michigan. I'm Emily Fox. Today we're going to explore the issue of wages for migrant workers in the state. Michigan is the nation's largest producer of blueberries, but getting blueberries to our bowls means long, tedious work for the people who pick them. And in some cases, workers complain that the pay is far too low.
Off-roading it in a parking lot.
Tall, dried-out weeds hit the bottom of the car as I drive through a vacant parking lot. Once I pass an old flea market garage, I see a broken-down trailer in a field. A family's living here, the Hamiltons.
You got seven people in a camping trailer,
That's Randy Hamilton Sr., the father of the family. He and his family have been traveling the U.S. for years doing migrant work. He dropped out of the eighth grade in order to make money picking in the fields.
There's no other jobs for us. You got a high school diploma and we don't have it.
The Hamiltons are out of work and out of money. They just quit their job picking blueberries in southwest Michigan. That's because they couldn't keep up with the picking demands in order to make minimum wage. Here's how pay usually works in the blueberry business. Pickers are paid what is called a piece rate. That means they're paid by the amount of fruit they can pick. The Hamiltons were getting paid 42 cents for picking a pound of blueberries. That means they had to pick about 18 pounds of blueberries an hour in order to make minimum wage. That's 18 pounds of blueberries an hour. Farmers say it's a system that motivates workers. Now, some workers can't pick 18 pounds of blueberries an hour. And when workers aren't making minimum wage, farmers are supposed to make up the difference. But that doesn't always happen. And that didn't happen when Randy Hamilton Jr. took a look at the family's checks for the first time.
I said, this ain't right. Our check's not right. So we work 21 hours. I can't be right.
The Hamilton family made between $1.50 and $2.70 an hour, well below minimum wage.
Basically, the way they're paying, how anybody can make it.
And the Hamiltons weren't the only ones who had wage problems at this particular farm. Other pickers were complaining, too. So the workers called a meeting with the owner of the operation. His name is Tony Marr.
They didn't want to work. They talked about unionizing. They talked about other things. And I said, well, I really need you guys to go back and pick.
But Marr did listen to the workers' complaints, and they came to a compromise. Marr raised the piece rate from 42 cents a pound to 46 cents a pound. He also invested in a digital weighing system that keeps better track of how much workers pick. Now he says he's paying workers much higher than minimum wage.
Just to kind of give you some ideas of pickers, I can just go down the list here. I'll just start at the top of the list. Picker number one, he made $15.95 an hour yesterday all day. Next guy made $14.87. Another guy made $14.24. $14.53. $12.22.
So while it looks like things got better at Marr's farm, low wages are still a problem elsewhere. Hamilton Jr. says he and his family have been paid less than minimum wage working in the fields all across the U.S.
We went through it through South Carolina, North Carolina, coming up through this way. We've been treated like this ever since we came here. Not just here, Florida, South Carolina. We've been to West Virginia, Illinois. We've been treated the same way.
Tom Thornburg is an attorney with Farm Worker Legal Services in Kalamazoo. He says the piece rate system is unsustainable. Just imagine trying to pick 18 pounds of blueberries hour after hour for up to 12 hours a day.
You can't keep it up hour after hour after hour after. You have to go to the bathroom. You have to stop. It's hot out there.
Thornburg says he sees wage issues all the time in Michigan. He says about a third of the calls that come into his office have to do with farm workers not getting paid as much as they should.
It's widespread. It's nearly ubiquitous because it's almost an impossibility that a person would get minimum wage for every hour that they put in for the employer under that system.
And low wages were also an issue addressed in a 2010 report about migrant workers by the Michigan Civil Rights Commission. Marcelina Trevino-Savala is an attorney. She's with the Michigan Department of Civil Rights. She says it's difficult to get a handle on the scope of the problem just by looking at the number of complaints.
We're talking about a community who is hardworking and kind of likes to be under the radar as far as being troublemakers or bringing up issues that they're entitled to bring up. But unfortunately, sometimes having that secure job and working under those conditions is better than bringing up issues that may ultimately lead to a termination that they fear, regardless if it's lawful or unlawful.
But farmers disagree. Craig Anderson is with the Michigan Farm Bureau. He says he doesn't think wages are a problem for farm workers. He says the numbers he sees indicate that farm workers' pay is actually pretty good.
Virtually every set of payroll data that I look at, most folks on the piece rate are making more than the minimum wage, some significantly more than the minimum wage during most weeks.
But Anderson says anyone who thinks the bulk of what they pay at the grocery store goes back to farmers are dead wrong.
A small percentage of what the consumer pays actually goes back to the farm. Depending on the estimates, it ranges between 4 and 20 cents for the different commodities that are out there.
And that's not a lot of money for the farmer, let alone the farm worker. I decided to take a trip to the grocery store to figure out how much people are paying for Michigan blueberries.
Right, got my cart. See how much these price of blueberries are. I see some Nature Ripe blueberries from Grand Junction, Michigan, are advertised as $2.99 for 6 ounces. So I'm weighing two of these little guys, and it's a little less than a pound, meaning that these cost less than $6 for a whole pound. And remember that farm workers are getting about 43 cents for that entire pound, and we are paying a little less than $6.
And those prices are above the national average for blueberries the time I was shopping. But we're expected to see a lot more sales on things like blueberries and apples this year. That's because of a large harvest on those crops in Michigan and other states. Yet while we like to see sales, we're actually spending way less on groceries overall year after year. According to the USDA, Americans spend 6% of their disposable income on groceries. That's down from about 10% back in the early 1980s. And we want to pay less and less all the time, which means less and less for farmers, and it means even less for farm workers.